أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير صدق الله العظيم. Ayah number 12 of Surah Al-Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah, bil-ghayb, without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lahum maghfirah, they get the forgiveness and a great reward, wa ajrun kabir. The requirement of our iman is to have this iman without seeing. If we see something, then that iman is not called iman bil ghayb. And one of the requirements of our deen is iman bil ghayb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, hudan lil muttaqeen, this book is guidance for muttaqeen, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, those who believe in unseen things. Believing in unseen things will be only by trusting the person who is narrating the message to us. We cannot believe in any unseen thing without trusting that news and without trusting the people who are narrating the news to us. Many of us have not seen Paris, have not seen many different parts of the world that we believe they do exist. And the reason we believe that they do exist is because of the large number of people who have informed us. It has been proven to us that that place does exist in the world. And there is no way that we can challenge that and say it does not exist, and I cannot believe in it. And if a person does not believe in that thing, is not going to affect the existence of it, is only will prove the ignorance of the person. And this is a very important point to remember, that when people reject to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they reject to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they reject to believe in Quran or in any of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it does not hurt the truthfulness of the statement. It does not hurt the existence of that statement or of that thing. It only proves the ignorance of this person who's rejecting it. Many times we like to say that I don't believe it's like this. I don't agree with you. Not agreeing with the truth is only proving our ignorance. And therefore, before we reject anything, it should be the habit of every person that before we reject anything, we should always try to see there might be some truth in it. And before accepting anything, we have to confirm that that thing is exactly the way it has been mentioned. So we have to be careful of both sides, not to accept something without confirming it, and with not to reject something without confirming the message and knowing the reality of it. And this basically is a general rule about all the things that concern us. Those things that do concern us, this will be the rule about them, that I don't want to reject it because it concerns me. But those things that do not concern us, they do not affect our iman, they do not affect our belief, they do not affect us in any way, then we should not get into them, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, sometimes the people of book, they come and tell us that these things are in Torah or Injil, and then narrate things from those books, in the, from the references of those books. Ya Rasulullah, what should we do in those cases? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tusaddiqu ahl al-kitabi wa la tukadhibuhu. Don't say we accept it, and don't reject it either. وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. And say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the book that was revealed to us, which means Quran al-Kareem and the books that were revealed before, and we don't really know what you are saying is true or not, and we don't have to go and do all the researches to find out whether this thing was really revealed in Torah or not, and does it exist still in Torah or not. We don't have to go in those details. So this is a very important rule to remember in our life. Things that affect us, that concern us, we should always confirm them. And things that do not affect us and affect our iman, we should never get into them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he required يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing in unseen, as I was mentioning, will be only by trusting the person who's conveying the message to us. And here, we might call it, use two different terms. One is believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the second is believing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is a true messenger of Allah. But do we really believe him when he says something? For example, he says, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْ مَالٍ. Sadaqah never reduces your wealth. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but do we believe him? That by giving this sadaqah, this charity, my wealth is not going to decrease. I'm not losing anything, in fact, I'm gaining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah destroys the interest and increases the charity. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we really believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says this? Or my accountant is telling me something different and I trust him more? Because he's showing me some numbers there that if you take interest, this is how much you're going to make. And if you give it out, if you give donations, then you are going to be losing this much. There are some figures in front of my eyes there. That's the time when we have to know the importance of iman bil ghayb. On one hand, there is something that I see with my eyes. On other hand, there is something that I don't see, but I'm supposed to believe in that stronger than I believe in the thing that I see with my own eyes. This is iman bil ghayb. Normally we take it very simply that iman bil ghayb, believe in things without seeing them. But it's not that easy, and we shouldn't just go that fast on this iman bil ghayb. We have to know all of these points about iman bil ghayb and realize that iman bil ghayb should always have precedence over things that we see with our own eyes. And this is something extremely difficult, that I see something with my eyes and I see the benefit of it. But in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the benefit is in not doing it. The benefit is by not getting into it. And here everything in the world is proving to me that my whole benefit is by getting into it. And there is no way that I would benefit by not getting into it and by leaving it. That iman is the thing that will determine at that time what is the benefit. Because even the benefit is something that we have to determine ourselves, that what's the real benefit. For some people, to save their families is a benefit. For some people, they don't care. Losing, in fact, some cases, losing the family is a benefit. Because all of them have life insurance. Who cares if they get killed? It's my benefit. Say, for example, someone knows that the family members were traveling, and all of a sudden you get a news, they got into a car accident. And you know that three people out of the family members that were in there, they have life insurances. And each of them is insured for $1 million. For a second you will think, oh, I'm sorry that I lost these people. At the second time, at the same moment, another thought is running by your brain, by your mind, that $3 million is a good amount. In fact, we find here, especially in those countries where the people are used to this life insurance, that there are people who are killing their relatives only to get that benefit. It's a benefit. So wives are killing their husband. Husbands are killing their wives. Parents are killing children, and children are killing parents for the simple reason of getting that benefit, which is the life insurance. So that's a benefit to these people. To some other people, our benefit might be, and for people like us, we think in a different way, and we think the benefit is saving our family members. And at the same time, we have to realize there are some other people that we find in the books. We find in Quran and Hadith, the benefit for them was to save Islam more than to save their own families and to save their children. So what is the benefit? That's also something that we have to determine, and we normally determine it ourselves. If we go accordingly, we will realize that each and everything, all the values that are in our mind, we set these values ourselves. And once we determine these values, then we act accordingly. And according to these values, we decide what's good and what is bad. That is the reason a mu'min's thinking is always different than the thinking of a disbeliever. For a believer, everything in this world and the use of these things in the world are just as a mean. And the real goals are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real benefit is in the hand and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a disbeliever, when he looks at a tree, to that person, this tree is everything in his life. A farmer who has some trees, those trees are everything in his life. Those are the trees that he feels are his providers. Without these trees, he will starve to death, he's going to die. He will not have any way of income, any source of income. So that's everything for that person. When a mu'min looks at that tree, he says, this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for feeding me. If he would take this, he'll bring something else. A mu'min looks at all of these things in a totally different way than a disbeliever will look at these things. And everything in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really to test our iman. And to see whether we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by knowing the hidden power that's working behind everything in this universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned some means as cowards. You can call these means, they are the curtains. Working behind these curtains is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they don't have the proper vision and sight to see what's behind the curtain. And they feel that these curtains are everything. This is the limit of everything. And they just stop at those curtains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran al-Kareem again and again reminds us that never stop at these curtains. These are only means. See what's behind these curtains and who's doing all the work. It might be a good example to say, if these curtains are having some light and the light is changing in it, sometime we might see some signs that have lights, and the light, the color keep on changing in it. The main thing is, what's working behind the sign? There is a power that's working behind it. There are some lights. There is some electric behind it. There is someone who has assembled all of this and put it together in this way. If we just stop at the sign, we say, it's beautiful, the sign is beautiful. And we don't realize that there is a great power working behind it. And if someone will cut that wire, we will lose all of this beauty. And not only we will lose the beauty, then we will in fact complain that is what it was better for these people to have something simple than have this thing with the lights that don't work. This is exactly where we stop. Now look in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this difference. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the drop of semen. Do you create a human being out of it, or we are making it? And his believers look at that drop and he says, this is the thing that makes the human being. We say, no. This is the curtain. This is the mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for creating the human beings. Otherwise, he can send just like he sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and he sent Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He has different ways of creating. He can create in whichever way he wants. It's only he uses different means for doing different things. This is testing our imans. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ See the land that you cultivate? Do you people bring the growth out of it, or we are the ones who are bringing it out? A kafir will look at it, he says, because of this land, because of my work, because of the fertilizer, and because of all of these things, this is what we got. A mu'min looks at it, he says, we used all of these means, but it was a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provided us with all of this. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ See the fire that you put up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then used the word tree for the fire. Did you put up the tree of this fire, or we put it up? For two reasons. One is because when the fire we put on the fire, it goes up just like a tree goes straight up. And the second reason for it, because fire can never be put up if there is no oxygen. And this oxygen comes from all of the greenery that we have around and from the vegetables, from the trees, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا The one who created the fire from the green trees for you. If there were no trees and plants in the world, we won't have no fire. Because the oxygen this fire needs comes only through these plants. If there were no plants, we won't have no fire. أَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا Did you put up the fire of the tree of the fire? Or we are the one who put the fire up? We say, the fire came up because I put on the match, there was some gates. Of course, these are only means. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and He's proving it to us, that millions of acres of trees are getting burned, and we are trying to stop the fire over there. I'm sure many of you have followed the news when they had a big fire in California, I guess, was it? In California. And I think thousands of acres of trees were burned. And this is why the lumber got too expensive. The paper is getting expensive. All of that product is getting expensive for which we use this wooden trees. So we are trying to put it up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the fire on. أَنْتُمْ مَنْ شَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا. Do you think you put on the fire? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning us. And again, going back to the same point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, that all of these are only means. Our main iman is in iman bil-ghayyib, iman in unseen things. Believing in all the things without seeing them, and that iman has to be stronger than that we believe in things that we see. And normally we do that in our lives. Unfortunately, many times we depend on ourselves too much. We depend on ourselves too much. And one of the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Look at this beautiful du'a. Ya Allah, never leave me alone and just keep me by myself, depending on myself, even for a smallest, minute moment of my life. I don't want to be dependent on myself. Because فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ ضَعْفِ. If you would make me dependent on myself, you will be making me dependent on this weakness, because I'm weak. So Ya Allah, always make me dependent on you. SubhanAllah. How many times we just depend on ourselves that I can do it. I would do it. I have the degrees. I have the ability. I have the knowledge. I have the power. I have the strength. I'm going to drive the car. I have the license. And all of a sudden the person falls down, and he does not even have a license to sit anymore in the car. He needs an ambulance. Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Do not make me dependent on myself even for a moment, for a second. Because if I would depend on myself and not on you, Ya Allah, then I will be depending on weakness. Wa'ajz wa khati'a. I will be depending on faults because I'm full of faults. وَإِنَّا لَا نَثِقُ إِلَّا بِرَحْمَتِكَ. We always depend on your rahmah, Ya Allah. So this is really iman bil-ghayb. But unfortunately, I was mentioning many times we like to depend on ourselves. And I feel that I can do it. We forget the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds me, a person was going somewhere, and he met another person on his way who asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy a horse for myself. He said, say inshallah. Then why should I say inshallah for? Why do I need the inshallah for? I have the money in my pocket, and I know the horse is in the market, and the people want to sell it, and I want to buy it. Why do I need the inshallah for? By the time he got to the market, the money was stolen. He went there. He looked in his pocket, looking around. He can't find anything. He's going back. He met another friend who asked him, where are you going? He said, inshallah, I was going to buy a horse. And inshallah, I had my money on. And inshallah, I lost my money. So now he's using inshallah everywhere. At the beginning, he was dependent on himself, depending on his wealth, depending on his money. Many times we do this to ourselves. That I can do it, I would do it. And we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget that we really totally depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the smallest thing we need to achieve in our life, we depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way we can escape from that. But how many times we say, I would do it? There is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and many other authentic books of a hadith Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling, they were all tired. At the last portion of the night, they stopped somewhere to have a little rest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, "Man yuqizuna?" Who will wake us up for Fajr? Bilal radiyallahu anhu said, "Ana ya Rasulullah." I would, ya Rasulullah. They all went to sleep, and Bilal radiyallahu anhu started doing salah. And when he thought that now is almost time for Fajr, he sat down leaning towards something. His face is towards Mashriq, looking at the light, sunlight, to see when the time of Fajr would start. And he went to sleep. While he's just waiting for those some moments, he fell asleep. And they woke up only after the sunrise. They all missed Salat al-Fajr. The scholars, when they talked about this hadith, one of the things they mentioned was that Bilal radiallahu anhu did not say, "I would, insha'Allah." He said, "I will, ya Rasulullah." So he just totally depended on himself. He was dependent on himself, just by words at least, even if it wasn't in his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go to sleep, and that ana was lost. And this is a very important thing to realize. So we always depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times we reject the messages that we are getting in ourselves? For example, I see at an airplane and I say to myself that my eyes are lying at me. I see the airplane, my eyes are telling me is not larger than 1 inch. It's a small light there. The light is moving. For some time we have to think whether it's a star or a plane. And then we see it moving, and I say to myself, "I know it's a plane now. And it's moving." You ask your eyes how big it is. Your eyes tell you it's almost an inch. Or some time will give us a better view and it will say as big as your finger. And I told my eyes that you are lying. This is a huge plane. There are people sitting in it also. But on the other hand now, when the accountant is telling me that this is the calculation, and by giving sadaqah, charities, this is what you're going to lose, or even I myself, when I do my accounting, I feel I will be losing all of that if I would give it out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "Yurbi sadaqat," He increases the charity and sadaqat. I would like to trust my eyes, my accounting, my brain, my calculation more than, wal'ayyazu billah, we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Those are the people who will get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will have a great reward. In one of the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, طُوبَى لِمَنْ رَآنِي. Good news for those who have seen me. Good news for those who have seen me. وَطُوبَى سَبْعَ مِرَارٍ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَرَنِي وَآمَنَ بِي. Good news for those 7 times. 7 different good news is for those who have not seen me and they will believe in me. Because this is Iman bil Ghayb. We have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood without seeing him. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, "Whose iman is the most beautiful iman? Whose iman is the most beautiful iman?" Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een said, "Ya Rasulullah, if we think about it, it looks like Imanul Malaika. The Iman of the angels has to be the most beautiful Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. What would stop these angels from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas they are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it then that will stop them from believing in Allah? Their iman is strong, but it's not beautiful. Remember, there is difference between beauty and strength. We should not think that Allah subhanahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rejecting the strength of iman. He's rejecting the beauty of it. And we all know, I will have to use two different examples, I guess. One for sisters, one for brothers. When sisters go to the jewelry store and they are about to buy some jewelry, they know that there is some jewelry that's very strong. It won't break down that easy. But they prefer some other jewelry that looks more beautiful, and they know it might break down very soon. This is the difference between strength and beauty. That some things are stronger, but some things are more beautiful. Iman requires strength, but still beauty is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it some importance, inshallah, in the akhirah. And that beauty will help us increase our faith and show and be proud of our iman in the akhirah. So he said, what would stop these angels from having iman, whereas they are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So then Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi wa jama'in said, فَإِيمَانُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Then the iman of anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam might be the most beautiful iman, ya Rasulullah, because they are the prophets of Allah. They are the greatest people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْوَحْيُ يَنْزِلُ إِلَيْهِمْ. What will stop anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam from being believers? Whereas the wahi comes to them, they receive the revelation, so they get the wahi. Their iman is strong, but I'm looking for some beauty, different beauty. And I was saying that we'll use two different examples. So I said for sisters we'll use that jewelry, which might be a good example for them. And for brothers, I think in one of the best examples might be the cars. We know that some of the cars are beautiful, some of the cars are stronger. Some people have like all Mercedes. It's a strong car. But there might be some other car that's more beautiful than that car. So there's a difference between beauty and strength. So they said, Imanul Anbiya, he said, no, it's not the Iman of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Then they thought about it for a long time, and then they said, Ya Rasulullah, they were hesitant to say. And he continues asking them that, whose iman is the most beautiful iman? So finally now they said, فَإِيمَانُنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It will be then our iman, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. What will stop you people from being believers? Whereas you have the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst you, and you see all of his miracles. You see hundreds of his miracles. What is going to stop you from having iman? So then they stopped, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the iman of those people who will come after me and believe in me without seeing me. Their iman will be the beautiful iman in akhirah. They will have the beauty of iman in akhirah. But that's only if we keep the beauty of it. By trusting Allah and trusting, not only believing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trusting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah, lahum maghfirah, they will have the forgiveness, wa ajrun kabir, and a great reward, wa asirru qawlakum awijharu bih, and you can conceal your words or reveal them. Be open and say openly whatever you want, or you just keep it in your heart. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He is well aware of what's in the hearts. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Doesn't he knows the one who has created? The one who created us, doesn't he know us? Normally, you bring a technician, something breaks down, and a technician comes, and he comes and he says, I know if this is the problem, this is the code. He looks at the code sometimes, and it will right away, the problem that we might have spent days to try to solve it, and he comes, and within minutes, he says, oh yeah, it's only a small screw over there. And he loosens the screw, or he ties up the screw, and that's it. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. The one who created doesn't know us. The one who created us, doesn't he know us? And this is exactly that example will fit there when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, if you see a person whose pain goes below his ankle, then you should know that this person is arrogant. That's a sign of arrogance because he sees the code over there. That code, which means the pain on top of the ankle or below the ankle, is referring to a spatial, that's a spatial code that's telling us what's in the heart. These are codes. And some codes are already mentioned in the manual in Quran and Hadith, and some codes they never told us about them. And we find some of these codes by experience. So, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. The one who created us, he doesn't know us. He knows each and every detail about us. So if we would like to really do what we are supposed to do, we run our machines according to the manuals, according to the instructions of the company who made them. We do everything according to their want. We use the right oil there. We use the right belts over there. We use the right screws over there. We only use the right type of project in those machines. And when it comes to ourselves, this is the manual. Quran is in front of us. It's sitting on our shelves. Ahadith are at our home. And they are, in fact, many times in our brains, in our hearts. And we say, let me try some different type of oil. And we use different type of things for our machines, for our bodies, for our deen and our iman and our a'mal than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended. I don't like to ruin my car, so I won't use a transmission oil in the engine. I won't use the engine oil in the transmission. But I don't care about wal-ayazubillah, this iman. And we are using all different type of deeds. Allah says, don't do it. And we say, let me try it once. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't do it. And say, what's wrong if I try it once? Take a simple example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, An-nazra sahmun masmumun min sihami iblis. Looking at a person that's not allowed to look at, looking at something that's not allowed to look at, is a poison arrow out of the arrows of Iblis. If a person will tell you that I have a poison arrow in my hand, let me just hit you once and see what happens to you. We don't want to try that one. But you're walking on the street, you say, let me try it once. You see at something, that's, look at something that's haram, let me try it once. And once again, and how many poison arrows do we hit our iman with every day? Sahmun masmumun min sihami iblis. It's a poisoned arrow out of the arrows of Iblis. There's one simple example. Otherwise, there are hundreds of instructions of that kind in the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to follow the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to surat al-mustaqim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.